When WTOP went all news, it was just on the AM radio. Then came FM and the internet. WTOP.com launched in 1996.
In the 90s, we were definitely radio first.
General Manager Joel Oxley.
All the resources went towards radio.
And initially, we had the kinds of protect my turf things you'd expect.
Longtime program director Jim Farley.
Oh, don't put that online until we get it on the radio. You know, we explained it doesn't matter. It is us.
And then came social media, and we made the decision WTOP would break news there rather than just on the radio or WTOP.com.
Platform agnostic. Different people consume news different ways.
We're pinging people back and forth to our platforms, and that still includes radio.
As for what technology is next, don't know yet, but WTOP will be there.
You're expected to make a profit. But some things you invest in aren't going to make money right away.
You know that you can turn us on and we're going to be there for you. And we are there no matter what.
With 50 years of top news, I'm Neil Augenstein.